It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, July 25th. I'm Patricia Naft. Lieutenant Governor Donna Lynn visited Delta Thursday to announce recipients of the first round of the Colorado Blueprint 2.0 initiatives. It's a program that's aimed at improving rural economies, but instead of just giving grants, counties apply for different programs. Delta applied for three separate programs, one to strengthen the brand of Delta County, another for repurposing the Paonia Votech building into a local food incubator, and a third to improve tourism office materials. Officials hope that by improving the message and the materials that carry it, Delta can draw more visitors into the area with the end goal of turning the coal-dependent county into something a little more diverse. Now that Donald Trump is formally the Republican presidential nominee, the question in Colorado is whether his candidacy can bring the party together before November. As Benta Berkland reports, there are still some deep divisions.
Colorado's 37 delegates made waves on Monday when they walked out of the convention hall in protest of the rules. On Tuesday, most of them voted for Texas Senator Ted Cruz as the GOP nominee, even though he was no longer in the race.
I was elected as a pledged Cruz delegate, so I cast my ballot as promised for Senator Ted Cruz.
That's Republican Secretary of State Wayne Williams. Despite the turmoil, he says he has personally accepted the outcome.
There is the next stage in the process. There are some who have a harder time moving forward. And that's, I think, often the case. It's never easy if you don't get your top choice.
Delegate and Rout County Treasurer Britta Horn agrees that it will be difficult for some folks to move forward. A Cruz supporter, she did finally cast a vote for Trump.
You know what? The battle's over. This fight is over. My guy, he's not in the field anymore. He's not there anymore. We can't, you know, is voting, but it's not going to get us to the win that we need to do. This is now Trump versus Hillary.
Horn says her top issue in this campaign is government waste and making things more efficient. In the coming months, she wants to hear a lot more policy specifics from Trump.
We're going to have to get past, you know, the one sentence soundbite. We definitely need to get here some, how is this going to work? I'm always looking for action items.
She also worries that some Republicans will sit on the sidelines for the presidential race and focus solely on statewide and local contests.
They're definitely, you know, not happy. We keep on talking about getting behind what they call the down ticket. Yes, it's going to happen because everyone will work on their guy. But we definitely better have the top of the ticket, too. We better have Trump, too. We got to be able to get the people to get that vote.
Horn and other Colorado Republicans think Trump's running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, helps, as Pence has a strong conservative track record. But former state party chairman Ryan Call says Trump will have to make more effort in places like Colorado if he hopes to win the presidency.
It's going to require discipline, it's going to require a strong and real campaign organization, and it's going to require him being willing to be a bit more humble in asking for that vote and not necessarily thinking that he is entitled to it or that he can tweet it in from Trump Tower.
Call, who was in Cleveland as an alternate delegate, is still not sure if he'll vote for Trump. He says he has to feel convinced that Trump could govern in a presidential manner, especially given all the national security threats and ongoing economic problems.
I think it's an unfortunate reflection of our political process that has resulted in two nominees that are deeply disliked, deeply distrusted. More than anything, I want to be able to have the confidence that I can trust his judgment and that I can have confidence in his character.
During his acceptance speech on Thursday night, Trump touched on everything from building a wall along the border to getting better trade deals and bringing back middle-class jobs. He also says he would restore law and order.
I will work with and appoint the best and brightest prosecutors and law enforcement officials to get the job properly done. In this race for the White House, I am the law and order candidate.
Trump ended his nearly hour and a half speech by promising to all Americans that he will make America strong again, proud again, safe again, and great again. I'm Benta Berkland.
Meanwhile, Democrats are in Philadelphia this week for the start of their four-day convention to nominate Hillary Clinton for president. As Benta Berkland reports, many in Colorado's delegations are still backing Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
Sanders won Colorado's caucus back in March, but Clinton narrowed the gap to a small margin by winning the support of superdelegates made up of party leaders such as the governor and members of Congress. Democratic State Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont says he will vote for Sanders at the national convention.
You know, my real hope is that the Democratic National Committee and the Hillary Clinton campaign really listen very carefully to what the Bernie folks are asking for in terms of a clean, transparent process that focuses on people.
Singer says he doesn't expect Colorado's Bernie delegates to walk off the convention floor like Colorado Republicans did in Cleveland, but he does think the Democratic Party needs to accept Bernie supporters with open arms if the party expects to unify behind Clinton. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
How we get electricity in the West is changing fast. New projections from the U.S. Environmental Information Administration put 2016 as the biggest year ever for natural gas-fired power plants. But that's just the beginning of the story. Inside Energy's Jordan Worps-Brock reports.
So far this year, Colorado's natural gas use is up 26% over 2015. But in the West as a whole, from the Rockies to the Pacific, natural gas use is predicted to slow. When it comes to electricity generation, analyst Parker Littlehale from IHS puts it this way.
You have kind of a rivalry between fuel sources.
That is, coal, nuclear, natural gas, renewables, they all compete for a share of the electricity market. And cheap natural gas is caught in the middle of this rivalry.
Where on one hand, it's losing market share to renewables, but on the other hand, it's gaining market share from coal-fired generation.
And gaining share for another reason. More renewables on the grid actually creates more demand for natural gas-fired power. Ian Lang, an economist at Colorado School of Mines, says that when the sun stops shining,
you need to hurry up and get something generating right away. And that's what natural gas can do very well.
More than 80% of planned new electricity generation in Colorado and Wyoming is wind or solar, which is both good and bad news for natural gas. For Inside Energy, I'm Jordan Worfsbrock.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.